Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. What up, what up, what up? Welcome to the 1,492nd episode on Purpose Kingdom Network. I'm your girl, Adrian Misunderstandings Allen, better known as Misunderstood Adrian. And as always, I take great pleasure in welcoming you to the Black Church. What up, what up, what up? This is the place for the whosoever will. We come every 2 weeks and we just come and rest our faces so that we can understand a little bit better about something that is dealing or going through our everyday lives. So if you'd like to join me live on the air, the number to call in is 319-537-6091. The way you let me know that you want to speak is you press 1 and that signals the blue. And you hear the beep, that means it is your turn to speak. Now tonight, I want to welcome the Facebook friends, I want to welcome the StreamYard friends, and I want to welcome the YouTube friends to our Blog Talk family. Welcome, welcome, welcome. If this is your first time at the Purpose Kingdom Network, I want you to know it's going down in the PK. Not only is it going down, but it's been going down in the PK for some time now. We're about 5 years old, and what I want to say tonight is that what I want to talk about is a very serious, serious, serious topic. But I want to kind of put a little simpleness on it so that we can kind of laugh and joke through it and get to a better way of looking at some things that we go through every day. So if you have not already realized that if you listen to the media is working on this divide. It's working on splitting us up in all types of ways. You got racially divide, we got racial divide, we have financial divide, and now it's about to be like this medical divide. I'm not sure if you guys are paying attention to it, but the whole thing about whether you took the shot or whether you didn't, whether you wear your mask or whether you don't, it's starting to become a situation where it's like you see shade thrown one way or the other because did you get the shot? Are you sure you got the shot? Don't be breathing over here with my air if you didn't get the shot. Or the whole nine. So tonight, I kind of channeled my TikTok following because I'm kind of like building my TikTokers up right now. And it's something that they do all of the time. And every time I see it, I kind of want to like just resonate with it. And it is simple. He says, you want to argue? Can't argue with you. You mad. I can't argue with you. And then he says, look at you. Look at you. You mad. And then it comes in and he says, but I'm happy. Just leave me alone. I'm happy. Just leave me alone. And tonight, honest to God, I really wanted to talk to you about why is it that people want to argue? Why is it that you want to argue? And what can we do to find a reason not to argue, but to make it so that it can actually be used so that we can manifest goodness out of it instead of an argument? Because unfortunately, what happens is it's almost like reaping and sowing. It's like if you got a good harvest going and then something happens and it alters your mood or whatever and you like cuss the thing or whatever, it's almost like going back in the garden and just ripping the damn thing up out the ground. So what I'm trying to do tonight is give us an easy way to look at our harvest, look at what we're going through, look at how we're dealing with things, and then realize that guess what? There's got to be a better way than just arguing. Because if you are in a happy place, it takes a lot for somebody to actually take you out of it. And I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. Trust me, I'm not sitting up here telling you that I am one of them happy people all the time happy. And I like to just stay in my happy, but I'm be honest. if I had a choice to stay in my happy, I would stay in my happy. 319-527-6091. Because you just might be a person that likes to argue. Or you might be the person that believes that every day there's somebody out there that's trying to try. And trust me when I tell you that if I was to ask a question, I need you to first be honest with yourself. Okay? Because remember, I'm not there with you. However, you know, you can lie to everybody else, but you cannot lie to God. Always remember that. So how many times this week have you found yourself in an argument? Like, no, seriously, this week, like today is Thursday night, 9 o'clock on Eastern Standard Time. How many times this week have you found yourself in an argument? Or how many times this week, matter of fact, let me help you out. Because when I started asking people, people were like asking me questions about, well, what do you mean by argue with who? With my boss? Or like, you know what I mean? So I'm going to split it for you. I'm going to give you a chance. How many times this week have you gotten into an argument outside of the house? And how many times this week have you been in an argument inside the house? Someone just tried to ask me, like, why is there the difference? What do you mean? Are you kidding me? Do you have, how many people, I'm sure everyone watching knows at least four people that literally send a representative to work. You know what I'm talking about when I say a representative to work. Talk about, you know, just gone, go by to get by type of thing. You don't really cause any problems at work. But if you were to get the 6 seconds that you really needed, you could set everything straight the way that it needed to be, from the lady all the way in the mailroom to the one that works in the cafeteria. You know what I mean. But the point of it is you channel to a point where you don't have to argue. So it's something else that goes on in your life where you say, you know what? I hear where you're going. I hear where you're trying to make me go, but I'm not going to go there with you. Like he says in the song, I'm happy. Just leave me alone. I'm happy. How many people understand that? Happy is something that happy is a feeling, but however, happy is not what people talk about, because you need something to actually happen to you in order for you to be able to be happy. So if things don't go your way, it's easier for you to say, I'm not happy because I didn't like how this turned out. We're going deeper than that, because when there's an inside happy, call that joy. And you know, that's one of them things where they say in the church, you know, the world didn't give it and the world can't take it away. That's a place where I want to talk to you. That's the spirit that I'm channeling inside of each and every one of us, because we have everything that we need right here in front of us. If we don't have it physically, we have people that are associated with us that have that exactly what it is that we are in lack of. That's the way that the world works, believe it or not. That's why I always tell people, if you're thinking about doing something by yourself, you need to check that spirit, because there's nothing that's supposed to be done by yourself in this world. And I mean, yeah, you're supposed to have quiet time, quiet moments, but then you're supposed to reconnect back with the people, reconnect back with. So now going back to this, when was the last time you argued, or how long has it been, or how many times have you argued? Let's do work first. And the reason why I say work is because I know so many people that don't argue at work. I know so many people that just go along. They do whatever the boss says. They do whatever the people say. Supervisor says this is what we're going to do. They change it. Everybody got a riff, but there's not anybody that speaks up. No one says anything. We just literally go along to get along. Let that same person come in the house and someone ask them a question and completely lose their mind. You're almost trying to figure out what the hell just happened? Who are you? Now, why is that? How can you be great at work, but then come home and let all hell break loose? Does that say that you send a representative, but then you quit on the representative, and then you give the people at your house just, I guess, you? Well, let's talk to you tonight. Because the question is, you want to argue, and I really want to know why. Why is it that every time you think that you're doing something in a good way, someone always has something to say? Have you noticed that? Understand that every time that somebody says something to you, it's not really warranting an argument. It could just be their point of view. It could be just their opinion. You know what they say about opinion? That everybody has one. So just because of the fact that that opinion doesn't resonate with you and they brought it to you, is that a right or a reason to now argue? We live in a world today where we have so many different ideas of what it is to just live, what it is to, you know, y'all know I'm the author of Surviving Jeff Time. And one of the chapters in it is, what does it mean to survive? How many people have this idea of survival, but in their survival, they never want to talk about God? So if you're talking to me and we're talking, I might bring you back to your breath. Now, we can argue, but why would I argue with you? You're breathing. If you're not understanding it, then that's okay. But it's not up to me to argue the point that you are breathing. So it's almost like a choice. You know, I'm big on my faces. Y'all know how the misunderstood look. It's the dualities of life. Like, you can't have one without the other. So at the end of the day, it's all about the choices that we make. You choose to argue. You know it takes two people to argue? You can have one person that's sitting there trying to start the argument. But if you know that that's not where you're trying to go, if you're trying to stay in your happy place, there is nothing that anyone can do to really take you out of your happy place. And that is really what I'm talking about tonight. I came here to ask the question, why do you believe that people want to argue with you? Could you be a person that doesn't realize that people can get you to argue really, really quickly? Because if you're a person that just is ready to argue, you know, like, not even argue, but defend you. And you know people like that? Like, they need to defend something. They need to, but it was, like, what? Is that an argument? Like, are you starting an argument? That's the blessing and the beauty of knowing where your peace is, knowing where you're happy, and knowing what you will allow and what you won't allow. When you get into a place where you've connected with yourself to the point where you know what makes you feel good and what makes you not, that allows you to resonate with the fact that I don't need to argue. Because once I've realized it, once I've said it, it's really not up for debate. This is something that I want to do because it makes me happy. Now, of course, yeah, we'll talk about the fact that why does it make you happy? Like, a lot of people enjoy making other people feel bad. This is why I believe that the TikTok has really gone viral, because how many times of the day do I see people with this same sound? But really, it's something that you resonate with every time you hear it, because think about it. Why do you want to argue with me? I'm over here happy. You mad. Just leave me alone. And it's like, if we could all take a page out of the book of TikTok for tonight. So tonight I want to bring it to the D Black Church, because guess what? All right, here you go. It's just like an argument. Here you go. You want to argue? Let's say 2 weeks ago, was about 2 weeks ago on a Tuesday night, they had what they call verses. In my world, misunderstood Adrian's world, I would look at a versus and say, that is a healthy argument or a healthy debate. Why would I say that? It's because you got, it's against two sides or two groups, and they are going, they are battling. One person does something, and then the other group will then counter. And then the other group will counter, like another one will do another thing. And then the other group will counter. And then what ends up happening is sometimes you can hear them tell a story. Other times they're just really going pound for pound. Like they said one thing, now we're just going to shut that one thing down. Well, last week, or the last verses that they had, it was against the Locks and Dipset. Now, if you don't know anything about the Locks or Dipset, that's all right, because what I will tell you is that you're in the very safest places you can, because this is D-Block Church, which is the other name, D-Block, for the Locks, not the church. I put that in there because when I realized that I was listening to D-Block and then it was so bad and it was so hood and so gutter and so death-like, I was like so scary. And then I heard him say something about Christ, and then it was like, you know not to whip the coop around twice. Like, you don't do it twice. You don't do it again. And I said, wait a minute. These brothers just sound like they had a life lesson. Like, that was a life. They learned something that day. And then I realized that everything that I had learned growing up about, you know, all of this separation and how you couldn't have this and that and exist in the same token, I had to throw it out of the window. So that is really how D-Block Church got birthed. So not to say that I was sitting there looking like somebody's proud grandma the other day. My young men came out there and slaughtered Dipset, okay? To the point where people were like, who is Dipset? Well, they should have been like, who is Dipset? I'm still like, who is Dipset? Because what I watched, what I witnessed was a beautiful argument. But it was like the argument that didn't get mad, because when they went to go get mad, they had to kind of stop it, calm it down, and bring it back to let everyone know that we're here because we're happy and we're doing this for New York. And it was like, so when you could escalate it to a point where people could want to take sides and you could want to go here or want to go there, they did it. They made it a point to explain to the people how they were in there happy, how they were sitting there on the stage together, maybe doing two different things, but it was for all one good, and that was just to promote music in New York. But shout out to the Lock. Shout out to D-Block. They've been doing that thing for years, so when it comes down to an argument, hands down, top five dead or alive, they ain't got to talk about it. Leave them brothers alone. Let them go on and do what they do. But I just wanted to say, like, that was, to me, a moment where the killers that I knew in the 90s grew up to be grown men working their craft, but sitting in a place where they were so content and happy that they were able to do what needed to be done at that moment, but not allow something to trigger or go off kilter to the point where it threw everything else out of the way. So they were able to have a good versus. It was able to be, well, I don't know if you want to call it a good versus or not, because like I said, it was just complete slaughter. I don't know what happened. It was like one group didn't even know who they were. Like, you didn't know who Dipset was. It was all right because didn't nobody know them and don't nobody know them now. But the Locks, they really did a thing. So when it comes down to what we're talking about tonight, you want to argue? Can't argue with you. You mad. Can't argue with you. And then it just says, tell them, man, look at you, look at them. And then resonate and you're happy. I'm happy. Just leave me alone. I'm happy. And unfortunately, you got to find your happy sometimes. Because everything is not always going to be happy. Everything is not always going to be given to you to make you happy. The blessing of how it all works, though, is regardless of the outcome, you still have a choice in you. So in the choices that you make, you choose to be happy. Now, if you're out there tonight and you'd like to call in, the number to call in is 319-527-6091. Now, if you're on the Facebook and you are commenting, go on and comment, and you know I'm going to hit you back later because I can't do all of the things that I need to do with my one eye. I only got one, and I got to keep that on the phone. Said no, but what the blessing of how we do what we do is, if I was to tell you that even in the Bible, it does speak on arguing, and I didn't want to go there like with arguing, but I wanted to put it in our everyday situation. So if I was to put it in our everyday lives, then I would look more so from David's perspective. All right? David, like I was saying, if you look at what David is saying, in the 23rd Psalm, and he says something about, he prepares the table before me in the presence of my enemies. You do know that that means that if your enemies are in your presence, first of all, it's your table. But that says that your enemies are coming to eat with you at the table. Because that's what it says. It says he prepares the table before me in the presence of mine enemies. So that means that you are going to be at the table, but the people that are going to be at the table that are close to you at the table are going to be enemies. So if they're enemies, then you can automatically assume that what they're going to do is bring the drama. They're going to bring the arguments. They're going to bring all of the things that would distract you from what it is that God is calling you to do. So the blessing of that is, why would I argue with you when I'm starting to understand that there is a purpose for me in my life? And it has nothing to do with arguing with you, but the fact that I know that you're going to be there because it says he prepares a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. So I should expect an argument to come by. The difference is I should not expect to allow it to stop me and distract me and take me off of the journey of where God has. That's what we're talking about. It's not about the fact that somebody wants to argue with you. It's about the fact that you can pass through that and look at them and say, I'm happy. Just leave me alone. I'm happy. And there's a place, and I'm telling you, somebody out there right now is saying, this girl is so crazy. But understand that in this crazy, the first person tomorrow that even look like they want to try, just remember what I'm saying so that you won't throw your own dreams out of the water. What do I mean by that? I'm serious when I say that you can have like a really good week, a really good 2-3 weeks, and everything is working in your favor. Like everything is working out for you. And you can run into someone from your past, and depending on how you handle that situation really determines what will happen the next week. That's how I look at it. I look at it and say that we really literally make choices all the time. But why do you choose to argue? How would you choose to argue? You know, it takes time to sit and argue, because it's easier for me to walk away from you and go on about my way instead of actually stopping what I'm doing to get back to you so that then I can say what you say or whatever the case may be. So if I was to say it to a kid, if I was to say it to like children, because I'm not sure if it's, well, school's not back in session yet, but we are on our way back to school. So what you want to do is you want to teach your children and get your children prepared, especially for the fact that there's going to be someone that wants to come back to school and bring it back to the way school used to be. In the same way that the world has gotten a chance to change and everything had a master reset, school deserves a master reset as well. So no, your children aren't going to go back to school and be fighting and carrying on. There's going to be nothing but learning going on in the building now because we've had such a long time away from it that we can actually walk back in the building and appreciate stuff. But what if it doesn't happen? We have to start to teach our children how to make the choice to make that either way. I don't have to fight with you. I don't have to argue with you. I can I can go to the principal's office. I can tell my teacher. I can get this written up. No, it's not about snitching. It's not about crying. It's not about doing all these things, but there is a principle of it. And sometimes we need to stand on the fact that I'd rather stand in my happy than argue with you. 319-527-6091 is the number. Again, don't forget, press 1 if you'd like to talk. Once you hear the beep, it will be then your turn to speak. Now, for some people right now, they're doing this whole thing about the vaccine. And at first it was, if you got it, you got it. If you didn't, you didn't. We weren't going to make big stipulations about it. But now, as you see, daily, they keep changing things up. Why are they changing things up? I honestly believe that they just want to make sure that we're staying relevant in the storyline. And it's like, if we don't stay relevant in their storyline, then maybe something that will go on or, you know, something that's happening in that process, it will all filter us and then we won't realize that it happened. And then before you know it, the next new thing will have happened. The next new pandemic will happen. What they're doing right now is they're getting us caught up to the point where, like I said, there's so much shade being thrown to the point where you don't know, you really don't know what to do. Like, you don't know if you should be vaccinated and be proud that you're vaccinated, or should you be scared that you're vaccinated and kind of like not really knowing what happened in the vaccination. But it's like, okay, but I'm like, I still don't know. But if you listen to people and you start hearing their conversation, it's easy to get into an argument because you're really just standing strong on what you think that you know. And just like the other person, they're standing strong on what they think that they know. The blessing of it is nobody knows. So now you got to go to another place in it where to the point where it says, why argue? Just be happy. Let's figure it out. Let's not figure it out in demise or dismay. Come on, man. And let's not do it that way. But let's just do it the way that everything needs to be done. I'm not really sure how and why things bother you the way that they do. But sometimes things bother you one person for you to tell it to leave it the hell alone. For you to tell it to sit down and stop and say, this can't happen. Why? Because I refuse to allow my happiness to be displaced because of your ignorance. Because that's usually what it ends up being. People see you happy and they don't want you to be happy because they feel some type of way because they're not happy. And so then that means that what's wrong with that? So now because they're not happy, they're going to make sure that you're unhappy. It's an unacceptable situation. And if you know people like that, then that's why you need to channel the fact. Don't want to argue. And you don't have to. Because if you're happy, you can let people know that they should leave you alone. It ain't not too much that they can do when you've made your mind up to say, you know what? I don't want to argue. Look at you. Look at you. Because you're mad, but I'm happy. So just leave me alone. I'm happy. It's a place that you can go in and it'll channel. It makes everything wrong stuff. It makes everything wrong die. Everything that's in the way will get out of it quickly. Why? Because they'll realize that this girl is not ready to fight. She is not even in that atmosphere of arguing. How many of you know a person that likes to argue? Or how many people do you know that you can literally call out the argument or when it's going to go down? Because it's something about, I'm a vibration person, you know, like I vibe with most people I vibe with. The people that I don't vibe with, it's like, I don't have a problem with it. But, you know, a lot of people don't like the fact that there's not a vibe. So now we want to argue about the fact that we're trying to get a vibe. Ooh, I don't want to argue with you. I'm good. And if you can find your good, then we can come to a common of the good and nobody has to argue. We can just be happy. When we resonate in the happy, then you realize that things start to work out for you. Because why? You start to manifest the things that you actually start to see, that like the things that you believe, the things you see in your head. Why is it a happy thought? Because you're seeing it grow. You're seeing life. If it's a bad thought or if you're angry, you're killing it. You're tearing it apart. Not supposed to grow. So why channel something that would only lead to more death or more than just mine, more destruction? That is why. It's really, really good to not allow someone to throw you off of your head. Not allow something to throw you off of. Don't argue. Be happy. Now, I think that was that was like Bobby McFarlane, right? Shout out. Don't worry. Be happy. Right, it is what it was. But there's a moment in there where it's like, hey, if you got to do stuff to figure that part of it out, then I say I encourage you to do it. But now go back to David and just think about it. Wait a minute. It says that he prepares the table before me in the presence of my enemy. Let me explain how God works. Now how you say, like, all hell be breaking loose. Like I say in the book, if you're bad, if you're good at being bad, the enemy will be mad. That kind of stuff. Like, you know, you've done all the dirt in the world that you've done did. Everybody know you for dirt that you done did. And now you done changed your life. Now you don't want to do something. You want to live right. You want to live right. And before you know it, the car breaks down. Somebody done broken through the house. You know what I mean? Somebody might die. Somebody get hit by a car. All kinds of stuff just start happening. And you're not understanding what is going on, but you just know that the enemy is hitting you from all different sides. I mean, right, left, left, right, left, right, forward, backwards, up, above, over, and under. That's a moment. You know why it's a moment? Because God says that David is telling us that what is happening is he's preparing the table before you in the presence of your enemy. So if you know that the things is happening like that, and you know things is going down like that, then guess what's happening? He's also preparing you for your blessing. He's preparing you to eat. He's about to put you at the table, and he's about to put the food on the table, and it's going to be in front of your enemy, because it says that he prepares this table before you in the presence of your enemy. Then it tells you that he anoints your head with oil and your cup is going to run over. So guess who else is going to get your blessing? Them enemies that surround you. So you got to be ready to understand that the enemies is going to receive your blessing. So how you going to look arguing? Because they're going to end up arguing because they're not going to know what to do because they just used to arguing. They're not even going to understand that they're in your blessing. I know I'm talking to somebody right now. I know I'm talking to you right now. And I know that every time you look up, every time you think that it's right there, you turn around and you're looking at the rest of the other people that are receiving the blessing. That's like an argument within yourself. Stop arguing and find the happy. When you see that happy, you'll realize that that happy is what is keeping you. That happy is where God lies. you'll understand that that happiness then going to become an example for some of your enemies to peace. And then they're going to take heed of what it is that you should have been arguing about, but you weren't arguing. So because you didn't argue, they started to pay more attention to you. And now there was a lesson that was being taught in it, because not only was I arguing, but she was teaching me something in the whole process. That's why sometimes it's very, very important for us to understand that the things that we go through in life is usually not for us, but it's for somebody around us, somebody that is watching us, or somebody that is extremely close by to us. We were just the ones that were called to chose to pick the road or to carry the cross. So tonight, really what I'm asking is, do you want to argue? Is that where you resonate? Do you find it better or easier if you come in with an argument? Do you think that people listen to you better because you stand in the argument? Or are you a person that argues for right? It's weird, because when you have things that are like injustices and you have things that are happening, there's always like a group of people that want to speak up. But how are you speaking up? Are you speaking up in an argument? Like, are you speaking up emotionally connected to the point where nobody's really listening to you because now you're just emotionally connected? And now whatever you're trying to say actually sounds like an argument from someone else's view? If this is you, I really encourage you to press one so you can explain to people why it is that you argue, or what is it that you need help with not arguing, or how is it that you allow something to push your button. See, the blessing of it is when you don't know what's happening, then you have no control. But when you start to pay attention to what's happening, then you gain power over what that is. And that is what the beauty of you being able to control your emotions and your anger. You know, it says in the Bible that we're allowed to get mad, but we're not allowed to sin. Like, we should be angry, but we should sin not. So it's almost like, okay, how can I be angry but not sin not? The one thing you don't want to do is go lash out for the argument. First and foremost, like I said, your argument is only for you. So if the other person is not arguing with you, you have to back up off your argument. You have to actually have a conversation. You have to find that happy and be able to talk and live in that happy. There's a reason for the happy, and that's so that we can actually be able to communicate with our children without speaking. A lot of us don't realize that, but children are watching us from the front. And if we are always constantly arguing, always constantly going back and forth, we're not teaching our children anything. We're definitely not showing them happy. Kids are happy. Half the time they're trying to figure out what's wrong with us. Mommy, what's wrong? Mommy, why are you mad? Mommy, why are you crying? Like, these are our babies. So in our process, as we begin to channel the happy in us and learn who we are, then it's easier for us to go through these things, and it's easier for us to develop and be able to process and explain it to our children.